precious promise. Remember when we were praying that first order, that through those exceeding great and precious promises, we can partake of your divine nature and escape the corruption that is in this world. That's in your Bible, 1 Peter. That God has given us exceeding great and precious promises. Well, and I promise you I ain't going to leave you. I promise you I ain't going to forsake you. I promise you that I'm coming myself and I'm going to find you. I promise you I'll lead the 99, baby, and I'm coming looking for you. I promise you that I ain't going to lose none of y'all. Promise you that. And through those promises, then we come to the place where we partake of the divine nature of God and escape the corruption that's in this world. In other words, the promise is, I promise to redeem your life from that destruction that Adam sold you in. And I promise to restore back to you everything that you lost. Why? Because you deserved that. Hey, Lord. What? Because you deserved that. You mean to tell me, man, I deserved the forgiveness of God? You mean to tell me I deserved the love of God? You mean to tell me I deserve to have everything that I lost, man, restored back to me? You mean to tell me I deserve to be forgiven? You mean to tell me I deserve, man, to come and get my inheritance that was prepared for me before the foundation of the world, all of the kingdom of heaven? You mean to tell me I deserve that? Me, a sinner, who ain't got it together, who missing it in all kind of areas of my life and everything else, you mean to tell me I deserve that? The blessings of the Lord. That's what God will tell you. The only way he can tell you that is in his presence. And he can tell you, man, in the church service how to get there. That's what the purpose for the church services are, to tell you how to get into his presence, where, man, you can not only be redeemed from that curse of the law that Adam broke, but that you could be restored back to your original place. That's the kingdom of God, baby. Hey, Lord, and the kingdom of heaven in your life, in our lives, here on earth. Because you deserve that. You deserve to have restored back to us everything that we lost in Adam's transgression of God's word. And through the obedience of the other man, Jesus Christ, and everything that you deserve, and everything, man, that you lost, and everything that you have, and everything that you can do, been restored back to all of us. What's the problem, Arthur? Because you don't know that. You just don't know that. And you ain't been preached that and preached that and preached that. And we don't have no faith in that. Why? Because we don't know that. And why we don't know that? Because we ain't been preached that. We've been preached everything but the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. And listen, I don't never want y'all to misunderstand me, man. I ain't saying that all those things that we've been preached, man, has been wrong. No, all them things were schoolmasters to lead us praying to this place, man, where we can come on, man, through the gates of Thanksgiving, come on through the course of praise, come on through the church service, man, all the way back into the presence of the Most High God, where you can sit at the feet of the King, glory to God, and eat the King's food. And, man, I'm talking. Oh, no. Man, I feel something come up on the inside of me sometime, man, when I something about to come out of my mouth, man. And I'm going to have to check with the Holy Ghost on that and go do some, get some counseling on that, man. Because, boy, something be about to come out of my mouth, man, in the days of my day. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. it's like, man, how can I put it? It's like, man, I be putting the face up and I say, Lord, and then something be checking my heart, like, Lord, they ain't going to believe that. That's for a little. I'm having a problem trying to conceive it, but not having a problem conceive it. But, man, oh, Lord. I'm going to say it again, man. He's standing in the congregation of the mighty, and he gives righteous judgment, man, to the gods. He restored back to us everything that we lost. He restored back to us everything that we lost. See, that's what we're missing it at. Listen, the devil don't mind us having the knowledge, man, of the restoration work of God, the redeeming work of God. And that's what, man, we've been preaching. And, man, like I told you before, that don't mean that man did. We've been preaching the wrong thing. You can't get restored until you've first been redeemed. So that was a schoolmaster. That was a teacher. That was a means to an end. But all I be coming up here saying, man, listen, that's going on in God. Let's not stop and be complacent, man, with where we are in our relationship with God. And let's continue, man, going on until we reach the fullness of a stature of Christ. In fact, that's the reason why God gave those titles that's going to be done away with. Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastors, teachers. For what he gave them for? What he gave the church service for? What the purpose for the church service? Listen, we don't go to church, man, to worship God. We got to be worshiping God, man. In your house, in your job, on your, in your car, in your shower, in your kitchen, in your bedroom. You'll be worshiping him, man. Not only going to church to do that. Man, you'll worship him all the days of your life. Then when you come together in the church, man, or fellowship together, and you worship him there too. But, man, that ain't the purpose for you going there, man. That's the purpose for you going there, man, is for, man, them titles that are going to be done away with, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, popes, deacons, bishops, reverends, all the titles. And so that through them titles, man, you can be edified, built up, strengthened, till you come to the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, until we all come to the unity of the faith, to a full stature of Jesus the Christ. So you know the first part of the scripture, man, that God gave to the church, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, but you don't know the purpose for that. But to edify you, to build you up, to strengthen you, to give you righteous judgment, to give you and make known to you what you rightfully have and what you rightfully, where you come from and what you and why you here and what you can do and where you're going to end up at, man, to give you counsel and grow you up in the knowledge of that until we all come to the knowledge of, man, what the Son of God. Why that's so important to come to the knowledge of the Son of God? Who, Jesus? Why? So you can come to the knowledge of man of who you are, because as he is, so are you. You just like it. How come we ain't acting like it? Because, man, you ain't got no faith in that. How come you ain't got no faith in that? Because you ain't been hearing it. You might have heard it, but I ain't talking about heard it. I'm talking about hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. How long, Brother Arthur? For hell. Because that's how faith comes, by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. Faith don't come by having heard it. That's where it started. But after you heard it, let me tell you something. If you ever hear the word of God, somebody say, I heard that. No, you didn't. Because if you ever hear the word of God, you're going to want to hear it again and again and again and again and again and again and again. If you ever hear his word. I'm telling you what the word of God say, that come, you who are blessed of your Father. I'm taking an example of what I'm talking about. The word say, come, all of you who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance. What? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you is the foundation of the world. Word of God. Now listen, what he say? Come, all of you who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance. What? All of the kingdom of heaven, that prepared for you before the foundation of the world. Days ago, when I heard that, the time I heard that, when I heard it the first time, then, man, you know, I want to hear it again. When I heard that, and you can tell whether you heard it or not. Could you ever hear it? You don't want to hear it again and again. And again and again. Hey, Lord. And boy, one day, man, boy, 40, 45 years ago, and I heard that. And I heard, boy, I heard what God said. Boy, I heard what God said. I thank God for the man and what the man said, because it was through what a man was saying that I heard what God said. That's why I always tell you, man. Hey, listen, I was listening to a man in a program, man, on television, but they were talking about the Lord. I heard the word for the Lord, for man, but I heard something beyond that. I heard, man, what God said, not what man was saying. I heard it. You know what I heard? prepared for my life. This is me. You might hear some else, man, but this is what I heard, man, that transformed my life. He said, hey, sinner. I stopped in my track. I was driving down the highway. I almost came to a complete stop. Really. And who knew my name? Because that's what I was doing, sinning and on my way to hell. He said, hey, sinner. Way to hell. Good God, it was like, you'd like to hear my voice on this radio. I wasn't an audible boy, but boy, I can't even explain it, man. But boy, I heard that. And boy, when I heard that, man, let me tell you something, it caused me, man, to come to a complete stop. And boy, I say a simple prayer. Lord, I don't know if you're real or not, man. I've heard about you all my life. You know, I can't say I believe in you. I can't say I don't believe in you. All I know is religion and everything else, but I don't know you. I don't know if you're real or not. But if you are real, save me. Hallelujah. Well, because I don't want to go to hell. Lord. I called upon the name of the Lord. And whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, it didn't say could be, maybe, probably. It say shall be. I mean, most definitely. Shall be saved. And boy, when I call upon him, man, boy, I'm telling my boy, he summoned me into his presence. And I heard the voice behind the word that I heard on the radio station. I heard God speaking to me. And when I heard God speaking to me, then everything, that was 45 years ago. And everything that I've been doing since then is to get back in that place. Because in that place, I'm talking about it was joy unspeakable. Well, in the presence of the Lord and that experience and that time in my life, it transformed my life, changed my life. I was born again. I ain't talking about man joining the church or shaking the preacher's hand. Boy, I didn't become a member of a church. I became a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. And I didn't shake a preacher's hand. I shook the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ, glory to God. And I didn't write my name on the church roll, boy. God wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, glory to God. And I started finding out, boy, who I am, where I'm from, what I can do, why I'm here, and where I'm going to end up in. And boy, that's why I come on this radio broadcast, man, and hope that, man, the same thing that happened to me 45 years ago might happen to you. Well, I heard, man, a man preaching on the word of God. And then after hearing that man preaching on the word of God, I heard what the Holy Spirit was trying to say to me or had to say to me about what the man was preaching. That's why my prayer all the time is, Father, every time I minister to your people, whether it's on the radio, Bible study, church, or wherever it is, may the people, man, know just put their faith in the wisdom of a man. May they might, listen, allow them to hear what I say, but take them further than that. Allow them to hear what you say to them about what I say. Because that'll transform their lives. Just hearing me and what I say, well, they might say amen and glory to God and praise the Lord and everything else. That was a good message, a good program, whatever. No, man, I ain't not my dad. I'm talking about, boy, that you might hear, man, what the Holy Spirit say to you about what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Why? Because, boy, that's the redeeming work. That's the restoration work. That's the Holy Spirit leading you all the way back into the presence of the Most High God, where you begin to be led of the Spirit. And there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the natural man, the old man, that man that was born in sin and shaped in iniquity, but begin to walk after the new man that's in Christ Jesus, walking after the Spirit. Going after the things of God, seeking the kingdom of God, man. And boy, I'm talking about it being transformed, man, and we're being transformed into that same image and that same likeness. What's taking place? That's God standing in the congregation of the mighty and judging amongst the gods. And giving us righteous judgment, restoring us back to our original place, man. Him, man, giving us all on a daily basis, like we say, our daily bread. That's him, man. We see from all our works, man. And listen, when you come behind the veil, you see from all your works. And like I told you, man, you start hearing what the king say. That's why I bring my greatest desire for you, not just to tune in to this radio broadcast or to a Bible study at the church that we're doing, that all of us, man, go all the way through those things, through the gates of Thanksgiving, through the course of praise, through the Bible study, through the church services, through the choir meetings, through the, all the things, all the rituals, all the programs that we put on, through all of that, man, and to the purpose for all of that world, so what? To get you back into the presence of the Most High God. Get you back in that place. Because that's where all your joy is. That's where your peace is. That's where our blessings are. That's where our healing is at. That's where our provisions are. That's where our deliverance from everything that we might need deliverance from, that's where they are. Where they are, thanks be unto God who has. I ain't say going to, or might be. That's the old English word, H-A-T-H. Hath, that means already done. Think where that's at all the, in your Bible, man, in Ephesians. Thanks be unto God who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. What he's blessed us, who already blessed us with what? With all the spiritual blessings. What spiritual blessings are you talking about? Let them have dominion over all the earth. Let them. Hallelujah. Let them be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. Let them be fruitful and multiply and replenish and subdue the earth. Let them have governing influence. Let them be masters and rulers over the circumstances, situations, and symptoms in their lives. Let them rule and reign. Let them, everything they have need of, let them come and partake, man, of the tree of life. What is it? In heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. Where is heavenly places in Christ Jesus? Where is Christ Jesus at right now? Seated at the right hand of the Most High God, right next to God. But he went through, man, the gates of Thanksgiving. He went through the courts of pain. He went through, man, the ministry that he did up on the earth. And where he's at right now, where he ended up at, man, as he went through the gates of Thanksgiving, through the courts of praise, through the sanctuary, through all that, where is he at right now? Seated at the right hand of the Most High God, far above all principalities and powers and dominion and might. Well, that's where he at right now. And let me tell you something, that's some good news right there. But I ain't talking about just that. I'm talking about some greater news. What's that? See, that's why we've been preoccupied with how Jesus has been raised and seen in the heavenly places and how he's above all principalities and powers and dominion and might. But see, you ain't heard, man, what the Lord said about that. What did the Lord say about that? He said, and you, talking about you and me, who are dead in trespasses and sin. I told you, man, and you, who, you and me. How we were dead in trespassing and sin. What he did has he raised up and made to sit together with Christ Jesus in heavenly places, far above all your circumstances, situations, and symptoms, far above all your enemies, far above all your problems, far above all your demons, far above all your devils, far above every principality and power and dominion and might, all the demons, the devil and all his demon co-hosts, far above all of them. What? Seated at the right hand of the Most High God. What is that? That's in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. What is that, boy? That's behind the veil. Because right? That's where all your blessings are. Listen, your blessings are not at the gate of Thanksgiving. Your healing is not at the gates of Thanksgiving. Your deliverance is not at the gates of Thanksgiving. Your provisions are not at the gates of Thanksgiving. That's the way to it. You got to come through there. Your healing, your deliverance, your provision, your salvation is not in the course of praise. You got to come through there. And listen, the only reason why you're coming through there right now, because, boy, when you're coming to the knowledge all the way behind the veil, you come to the knowledge, like I said, boy, you deserve that, all that you got in the presence of the Lord. That's why you really give him thanksgiving, man, when you come to the knowledge, man, of what he's done in his redemptive work. You really give him praise then, man, when you know, man, what's been restored back to you. You really go, man, don't forsake the assembly of yourself together and come into the holy place and learn of his goodness and mercy, man. Why, after, man, you have gone all the way behind the veil into the presence of the Most High God. What he done, man, what you said earlier, man, he showed you the end in the beginning. What? Into the presence of the Most High God. That's the end. That's the destination. Into the holies of holies. That's the destination. And you're going to live there forever. David called it the secret place of the Most High God. Adam called it the Garden of Eden. Noah called it the Ark of Safety. Abraham called it the Promised Land. David called it the secret place of the Most High God. Jesus Christ called it, man, the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven. And here's the good news. We're going to dwell in that place forever and ever and ever and ever. That's your destination. And you know there, in it, and go all the way back, man, to the gates of Thanksgiving. Boy, really giving praise then. Then you come up to start the course of praise and really giving glory and honor then. To know something. You come on through your church service, man, you know it, and you live in our ceremonies and our traditional ways. You come on, man, in that and grow in the knowledge of God, man, until, boy, a perfect man and man in unity of the faith until fullness of a stature of Christ. Amen. To the destination. What? The presence of the Lord in that place. Why are you? Because that's where all your blessings are there. That's where all the salvation is there. Listen, we ain't saved, man, from going to a devil's hell and Jesus Christ died on the cross, man, and saved us from our sins. Listen, there's more to salvation than that. To be saved from our sins, that Jesus Christ died on the cross. I mean, saved in every area that we might need saving in our souls, in our emotions, in our attitude, in our purpose, in our destiny. You know, in every area of our lives. Every area of our lives. Saved. The Greek word is zozo. It don't mean just saved from a devil's hell. It means saved in any area that we might need saving in. Spirit, soul, and body. And that's what, boy, God is calling us, man, to. That's what God, man, is revealing to us, man, at our day and time. Listen, let me say it in a better way. Let me sum it all up. That's the gospel of the kingdom. And that's what Jesus Christ came preaching. What he preached, Lord? Repent. What repent means? To change everything. Yeah, I ain't talking about just change, man, from doing wrong to doing good. That's a part of it. But, man, it starts way beyond that, way before that, man. Before you can get to that part right there, you got to know something. That means, man, repent means, man, I'm talking about to change everything. Repent doesn't mean just quit drinking or quit sinning or quit doing this or quit doing that. That's a part of it, man. But, man, repent means, man, listen, change everything. Everything. And change start in your mind, in your thinking first, in your heart. That's your mind. That's your will. That's your emotion. That's your attitude. That's your soul. That's the part of you that's in the process of salvation. That's that old man, you know, that will be said. That's why the Bible says, don't walk after the natural man. Quit walking after him. Crucify him day by day. Put him on the altar. You don't have to put no animals no more like they did in the Old Testament and sprinkling of their blood. Not what you bring to the altar, man. You know, Abraham had to bring a lamb and all these different things, the ritual law that we know of in the Old Testament. Jesus said, I come to do away with them laws. And I ain't come to throw them aside and say, like, you know, you don't have to go that wide no more. This is not a rock you have to go through now. Whatever it is. What I want you to present on the altar now is that old man. Myself. Natural man. A man that was born in sin and shaped in iniquity, that still keep rearing up his head, man, that David said, that Paul said in Romans chapter 7, the things I want to do, I can't do. I don't want to do it, find myself done. Oh, wretched man I am. Who going to deliver me, man, from this tug of war? Oh, Lord. In me, man, I want to do the right thing, but there's another part in my members, man, who want to do the wrong thing. That's the flesh. That's the natural man. That's the old man. That old man that was dead and trespassing his skin, man, ate all. He said, listen. Satan and Paul said, go and deliver me, man, from this war that's going on in my heart, man. That between the old man and the new man, that keep me, man, from being perfected in God. He said, thank be unto God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's the meaning, Lord, through which we have been delivered. He said, hey, you come to that? He said, now there's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the natural man, not after the flesh, not after that old man. Not continue, man, going that way, but, man, walking into the new man, the spirit of life that's in Christ. That's God Almighty. What he does then, man, I close with this. Going on to receive the end of our salvation, the salvation of our souls. And, boy, that's what God, man, is leading us into. As religion. We used that in time past, but we got to come on through all that. We just stay in religion. I ain't saying, man, religion is evil and all that, man. I'm just saying that's like going on in God. God ain't dealing with us in religious manner no more. He's dealing with us in a whole different way. In religion, you can never go into the presence of the Most High God. Couldn't go behind the veil, man, when they were performing all those religious rites and ceremonies. Couldn't nobody go back there, man, but the high priest. Christ was the high priest, and that happy had to do it over and over year after year, but Jesus did it once and for all. Find that we all can come into the presence of the Most High God. Now, you don't need no priest. You don't need no man. But you can come on all the way back into the presence of the Most High God. That's what I want for you. That's where your blessing is. If they come, you who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance. Come, all you with heavy laden, man, and learn of me, man, and take up my yoke and find out that my yoke is easy, my bread is light. And for the rest of your soul, come on, man, back into the presence of the Most High God. Come on back into the kingdom of heaven, man. Come on back into the secret place of the Most High. Come on back into the Garden of Eden. Come on back, man, into your inheritance. Come on back into your original design, God's original design and plan and purpose for our life. Come on back to it. That's the invitation, man, that's going out to every last one of us, man. Even so today. Good. Come on. All you who are blessed of your Father, get your inheritance. What's my inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven. We'll prepare for you. For the foundation of the world. That's just from God to you today. Come get what's yours. It belongs. You have a right to do. You have a right to claim your identity and who you are. You have a right to be a mighty man and a mighty woman of God. You have a right to have put back in you everything that we lost in there. We have a right to. And there's you stay on to these radio broadcasts, because this is God to build you up and give you your inheritance among those who are sanctified. My wife, Gail, and I, we love y'all, my family. We love me and God's people so much, man, with all our hearts. We just have one desire for all of our lives. Desire is God's best all of our lives. Not just his goodness, but God's best all of our lives. That's what I decree, and that's what I declare over our lives. That's what I proclaim, and that's what it shall be over our lives. Therefore, I say this in Christ. We are who I say we are. We have what I say we have. Do what I say we can do. And man, we shall end up where God say we shall end up in heaven, on earth, and so shall it be. Be blessed, then women of God, mighty men and women of God. Be blessed in the name. Look forward to talking to you again next week. Love you. God bless you. And we can help call us 713-870-3776. Again, our number is code 713-870-3776. Kingdom Life Fellowship Outreach Ministry. Pastor Arthur Gail LePain. Love you. Talk to you again next week.
This is Pastor Arthur Levine. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray.